The Trump administration has announced the reopening of oil and gas leasing across hundreds of millions of acres of federal lands and waters. This week, Interior Secretary Doug Burgum signed a series of orders revoking Biden-era policies that had limited drilling across 625 million acres of federal waters, equivalent in size to a third of the continental United States. What do the Interior Department's orders entail? In addition to federal water acreage that has been reopened for drilling, oil and gas operations can now take place in the 19-million-acre Arctic National Wildlife Refuge and the 23-million-acre National Petroleum Reserve in Alaska as well. Burgum stated that the administration is committed to expanding domestic energy production, unveiling a six-pillar plan aimed at increasing energy output, rolling back regulations, and limiting foreign influence in key industries for electricity production. The plan includes reviewing the Biden administration's five-year offshore drilling policy, which had set the lowest number of lease sales in history, and reevaluating previous oil lease cancellations. Will this plan have impacts beyond reopening areas for oil drilling? The Interior Department also wants to expand mining for non-fuel minerals, including rare earth elements. This will reverse previous mining bans in South Dakota, Minnesota, and Alaska. Additionally, the federal agency will be taking part in a regulatory rollback initiative with the goal of eliminating at least 10 existing regulations for every new one introduced. What happens next? Supporters of the policy change, including the National Ocean Industries Association, contend these actions will enhance energy security, strengthen the economy, and reduce reliance on foreign energy sources. By addressing burdensome regulatory barriers, including a much-needed reassessment of the inadequate 2024-2029 offshore oil and gas leasing program, these actions will align U.S. energy policy with the nation's current and future needs, the National Ocean Industries Association said. These secretarial orders send a powerful message. American energy leadership is back. However, environmental groups, such as the Wilderness Society, have expressed their opposition, warning that the shift prioritizes drilling over environmental protections. We cannot lift communities up and improve people's lives by worsening climate change, drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, or making it cheaper and easier to pollute our air and water, the Wilderness Society said.